that this time you won't speak your mind. We try and try to never be right. Leaves us wanting more till someone walks out the door just to come back again. We can't be happy, you.
This is Casually Crying, and I'm your host, Sweet Tea. Welcome to today's episode, where I got to talk to one of my all-time favorite artists and friend, Warren Golfball, about his album that came out this year. It's called Memory Museum, and if you ask me, it is the album of the summer. Brat summer? I don't know what that is. It's Golfball summer. And we talked about how the ball came to be, what it was like writing Memory Museum, living in Antarctica and New York City, and how no matter where Warren is, Golfball Jr. will always be a Bay Area project. Honestly, I had the most fun goofing off and recording this episode with Warren. I think like a good 20% of the recording was just me laughing. So thanks so much, Warren, for coming on the show and chatting. And all right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Cool. I figured we'd just start off with intros. So name and then what you do in Golfball Jr.
Okay.
And what's a fun fact that I can ask you? What's your favorite animal?
Okay. Okay, so do I go now?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm so sorry. Okay. No. Hi, my name is Warren, a.k.a. Golfball Jr. What I do in that band? I am the main composer, writer, and singer, unfortunately. I do it all. And then with ABBA backing band live. So, yeah, when I play live, I play guitar and I sing.
The mastermind behind Golfball Jr. Okay, and if you had to pick a favorite animal, what would you pick?
I would say a fish.
Oh my gosh, why?
I've just always liked fish. I don't know what it is. Something about the sea.
Yeah.
I love to like swim with fishes, and it's like my favorite animal.
That's cool. Yeah. Okay, so how did Golfball Jr. become a thing?
So I was always in like different, you know, like garage bands in high school and, you know, like in my hometown, and kind of just like joke bands and maybe some bands that, you know, played around, but we never really did anything. And then around that time, everybody kind of seemed to be having like more serious projects.
Mm.
And I was kind of like, well, we already had like the name. And so I was like, dude, I should just start making music underneath that moniker, Golfball Jr. And so it was more just like, I was like, dude, if they can do it, I can do it. I can do a solo thing. I can record songs.
Hell yeah.
And so, yeah, it was just honestly just out of trying to be cool like my friends.
I love that. And I remember I talked to you like about this a long time ago at Rickshaw Stop. And I love the idea that like anyone can make music and you just do it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. There's just, you don't need anything fancy at all. I kind of think it's cooler the fact that when you don't do it right.
Yeah.
I like doing shit the wrong way. And sometimes my process pisses off other musicians. I kind of like that. I just kind of like that. It's like, this is what I'm fucking doing. You don't like it. Like, whatever. Yeah. I kind of like that.
Get in line or get out. I would love to know more about that if you want to talk about that. Well, maybe we'll get into process later and we can come back to that. I'm getting ahead of myself. But where did the name Golf Ball Jr. come from?
It's just kind of a funny story. Like, I guess we were kind of just going over last names or something. I think it was like a conversation between my dad and my stepmom, like about changing your last name when you get married. And she was like deciding she wants to keep hers or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, what would you change? Like, it was just my sister was like, I don't know if I'd ever take a man's last name. I don't know. She was like saying stuff like that. I was like, I would honestly just want to be Warren or like something stupid, like a stupid ass last name, like Warren Mohawk or fucking something crazy. And then it was just like Warren Golf Ball. But Warren, just, we just kept like, me and my friend just kept joking around and just Warren fucking dumb fuck. And then, and then we just said on Golf Ball. And then it was like, what if you were like a junior though? There was like fucking like a whole family of you guys. And then it was just a Golf Ball Junior. And then it was, it just stuck. I don't know. I couldn't think of anything better to call this project. I was like,
there's Golf Ball Senior.
Yeah. And then obviously people, all my friends just keep calling it like super like raunchy shit, just changing it, Gumball, like everything. So
my favorite is Goofball Junior.
That actually, we played a show, I won't say what venue, but they put the name as Goofball. And they were being serious. They really like misspelled it. That's where that came from.
Oh my god.
But I think they're known for kind of fucking up people's bad names. They're,
that's
not even
so funny.
I think they did like Polka Dot played one time and they're like, it was only like P-O-L, like they didn't even finish or something.
Like Polodot?
Or maybe it was like Pocket Full of Crumbs. They like put Pocket Full and then I don't even know if they did the whole thing.
How dare they
do... like misspell Pocket or something.
How dare they do that to Pocket Full of Crumbs?
Like, how do you screw that up? I don't
know. That's so wild. Okay, so, well, we're here to talk today about Memory Museum.
Okay.
And, I mean, you know that.
But... yeah, well, whatever you want... You're in charge here. I'm down for whatever.
Cool. Which is your second full-length album. Yeah. And I'm curious, like, to hear more about the process of making it and how is it similar or different from releasing your self-titled album?
Yeah. So I would say this one, I definitely took a long time to do for multiple reasons, but I definitely feel like with that first tape, it was more just like trying to learn how to even make music. So I did it all fucking like ass backwards. I can't even program drums right. So if you really listen to it, it's like it's all just like three different drum machines and I'm just like hitting other buttons and like sometimes like weird noises would come out of it and like it wouldn't line up. And then I would just like clip the, just trim the drums down to like end the song. Like it's, if you listen to that tape, it's very raw. It would just be like, this is it. I don't even, there was no chorus. I didn't even realize, I didn't even think about song structure until after it was done. So I guess this one's different just because I actually focused on making an actual song and not just recording shit.
Yeah. Well, as someone who like really doesn't know shit about like the technical end of like recording and like writing songs, like I love that album. I think it's great.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. But yeah, that actually, I played the first like full band Golf Ball Junior show right before the pandemic, like the last day before they shut everything down.
Oh my god.
And like there, the guy that runs White Glove Records was there because his band was, we opened up for them and he was like, dude, you should record some of these songs and just like put out a tape on this label. And so that whole album was like, dude, I could put it out on a label. He wants to put this tape out. Like, let's fucking just make some songs.
You're like, hell
so
yeah.
I just rushed and made that. Yeah. It was more around putting a tape out, not really. Like,
I love that. And I feel like I've heard like similar stories from other people I've talked to who are making music where, you know, someone hears something they did that like someone who works at a label or runs a like more DIY label and they're like, oh, I love that. I want to put that out. And the band's like, what? Okay. And then that is kind of like the driving force behind them like doing it, which I think is so cool. Okay, I have one question about your self-titled before we get back into Memory Museum, but the first song I ever heard was vampires riding down Kintara on mopeds. And I'm like, that's fucking sick, first of all. And like that is such a visual in my brain that I can like imagine while I'm hearing that song. But I also want to know from you, like, what is the backstory behind that song?
So the lyrics I just thought sounded cool. They really don't have any real meaning. I mean, there's like a meaning to it, but it's like, it's up for interpretation. Mm-hmm. But the title was just, I was watching Lost Boys.
Yes!
And I was like, dude, this is sick. And I was like on mushrooms with like my girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
And we were just watching that. I was like, dude, I should name this song like something crazy, like long. Like it just, vampires, I don't know. It has nothing to do with the song. It's just a silly title. I lived in the sunset. So it's like, this
Lost
is perfect.
Boys mentioned. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I just admitted I was on drugs.
I mean,
on the radio. Sorry.
You got to do what you got to do. Like, it gave us the song, so.
Yeah, exactly.
And I feel like I live in the Richmond, but I'm in the sunset a lot. So I'm just like, whenever there's a street name mentioned in a song that I'm familiar with, I'm like, oh, I immediately like
Undeniably, no matter where I move, I feel like this will always be a San Francisco project.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm up here a lot.
So what is-
How does the songwriting process typically work for you? And we like touched on this a little bit earlier, but is it like different every time? Is it similar, or are you like struck by inspiration, or is it more of like a over time?
It differs. Definitely over time for this record. A lot of these songs, I mean, some of them, like for Swamp Lungs, was supposed to be on the tape.
Mm.
To like what, the 3 years ago, the self-titled. So it's basically just I record every day, almost every day. It's been kind of funky lately because of work, but honestly, I choose recording over sometimes like hanging out with people. Like, I just constantly want to record. So there's, you know, for every 30-second Golf Ball Junior song, there's probably like 20 30-second Golf Ball Junior songs that didn't make the cut. So it's basically just like I write down a lot of stuff in my journal, and then sometimes I'll pull from there. So sometimes the lyrics don't make any sense. It's like the best phrases.
Yeah.
Or like I'll just be walking, riding the bus, and someone said something fucking stupid on the bus or funny. I was like, did he really just say that? It just sounds like I'm in a movie. And me and my friends always talk about that too. Like, it's just sometimes being in public, it just sounds fake. Like we're in a movie. So I just say that, like, the funniest things. Like, someone says something stupid, I'm like, that should be the name of a song.
Yeah.
A lot of these titles are just like fucking shit I hear on the bus.
That's rad, dude.
Yeah.
And I feel like even if the lyrics are kind of just like nonsensical or like don't have, you know, a specific meaning, it's really fun to like put your own meaning behind it when you're listening to it.
Right. Yeah. I like to be as cryptic as possible.
Yes. I'm curious, you know, who are some artists that have inspired you over the years, or maybe specifically for this album?
Well, for sure, this project, I've always been a huge Beat Happening fan. So that first album, like how stripped down it is, I really mm-hmm. like Calvin Johnson's vocal approach. So I just, and B-52s for sure, Fred from B-52s. So that's, I kind of just try to sing like them. Maybe miss it every single time, but the Fall, early Fall records.
Mm-hmm.
It's really like twangy shit, but yeah. I can get inspired by it. I get inspired by fucking anything. Just fucking homies did something cool. I'm inspired by everything. Oldies.
All right, what do you think is, this is just coming to my brain right now, but I'm like, what do you think is the goofiest thing your friends have done that have inspired a golf ball song?
Oh my gosh, I can't think of one certain thing, but it's just kind of our lifestyle. Everything's just kind of funny and funky. I just have a lot of characters in my friend group, and it just keeps me going. Just silly people. Just the nonsense we get into.
Gotta goof to get through it,
you know? Yeah.
Okay, so you were living in San Francisco, and then mm-hmm. you moved to Antarctica.
Right.
And then you moved to New York for a little bit.
Right.
And then you were back in L.A. So I'm curious, did the time you spent in New York influence the songs or were they more kind of in progress before you moved?
Good question. That actually, almost the whole record was already recorded before I moved to New York.
Got you.
So, I mean, part of the reason for moving was honestly just to change shit up, and just I kind of felt like I was in my own personal funk of just like falling into the same old routine, and I felt if I didn't move away and change everything, I wouldn't have found inspiration or grown. Yeah. So I don't think I could have moved anywhere. It wasn't specifically New York. I just thought that doing something completely different would help, and it did. So I had all these songs recorded. I kind of didn't know the direction. And so when I got to New York, I had friends out there, but I definitely felt like I was kind of out there alone. I didn't really go out there to be like, I didn't bring a whole people move together. I kind of just went out there alone. It was like, I'm going to book this Airbnb and I'm just going to sit here and try to finish the vocals and actually make this album happen. And so I wouldn't say the city inspired me, but it definitely opened up to just like, can just like focus. And I didn't have a job. I just came out and saved money just to just take in the city and just record this album.
Yeah. Wow. So it was really like a place for you to just like get focused and whatever you needed to do to finish it. What was it like being in New York? How long were you there for?
I was only there for 2 months. It was quick.
Still like a little time.
Yeah. I mean, I took advantage of that 2 months. I felt the 2 months. I did something every single day. So it was great. It's honestly, I would love to live there again. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I can do that again. I went out there with enough money to just kind of coast for a little bit and try to find a job. But if I didn't, I was like, I'm just going to go to like LA or something.
Yeah.
It worked out either way. But definitely feel like I want to be there again. It was fun. I met a lot of cool people. I learned a lot about myself. I grew a lot. It actually gave me more confidence in myself too, because it's like, can I just go the fuck somewhere else and not know anybody? And like, people are like, dude, what are you gonna do out there? Like, it's a big city, you're not gonna like it, it's not California. And I kind of like that.
Yeah. And you don't know until you try.
I kind of like that. It was like, I don't know. Yeah. And like, some people just can't do that.
Yeah, maybe I'll fucking hate it, and that's fine too.
It'd be cool if I hated it too. Like, dude, this shit sucks, man. Let's make some songs about it. That would have been cool too.
Yeah, let's make some songs, but I want to get the fuck out of here.
But it was great. Yeah. Beneficial as fuck. I would do it again. I want to keep moving. I would love to move actually to a different country.
Yeah, where's next?
Dude, I would love to be in Europe somewhere. I don't know if it's possible.
Yeah.
Really just got to find a job. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll fucking do anything. I'll fucking shovel shit, whatever. If I could be in another country and write an album, that would be great.
That would be incredible. So you're back in LA for the most part now.
Long Beach.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, okay.
Long Beach.
Good to know. You know, how has it been playing these new songs for the first time and doing shows?
It feels good because it's like we finally have some new shit to play. Mm-hmm. And these shows, we've been playing mostly the whole album. Which is great. It's like we have the bangers, but it's fun to just completely forget about those old songs and just completely like a new slate. It's been interesting. We struggled a little bit because some of them, again, I write them in, you know, the bedroom. And I don't really think about, like, some of them are hard for me to sing because it's like, I didn't think about this riff is going to be kind of hard to sing with. Because you do it separately in the room.
Yeah.
So some of them were like funky. I was like, damn, is this even going to work? Like, timing issues. Yeah. But we all worked it out. It's fun. It's interesting. It keeps it interesting.
Do you mean like technically hard to sing, or it's just like more personal?
Technically.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. It's like I physically can't do this. I don't think I can move my hands that quick to those fucking chords and sing this properly. So you'll see me if you come to a show. I probably fuck up this one song called Nervous a lot.
But no. Well, I mean, if there is a song to fuck up, that's the perfect one to fuck up because it's called Nervous.
Yeah. 4th fret to the 8th fret to the 2 and 3 and then back to 8 and 9 and 11 within like 5 seconds is really hard for me.
Yikes. Speaking of shows, this episode is probably going to come out later. I mean, it's definitely going to come out like after this show that you're having tonight.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm not going to edit it in like 4 hours.
Oh no, that I wouldn't expect you. That's cool, man.
But yeah, you're playing at Edinburgh Castle tonight. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a show there, so I'm super stoked.
Yeah. Everybody come out. But they're not going to hear this tonight. So
you better have been there. You should have
came. I hope you came tonight.
Or I'm going to find you.
I hope you come last Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played last Saturday. I have no one to sing up.
have loved each other in many different ways, but there's still one thing left undone. Let me walk you to school today. Let me walk with you every day. Go hide behind your locker door and do what seems to come natural. La la la. Let me come over to your house today. Let me come over every day. Grab your favorite book and read your favorite part. And I'll lay my head upon your lap. Tell your parents they don't understand. Ask your parents, haven't they ever felt like this? Tell your parents they don't understand. We're in love, let's kiss. Let's ride out to the park today. Let's ride bikes together every day. Lay down in the grass and stare at the sky. We'll stare at the sun and into each other's eyes.
In my area, I have seen the but the bad. I have seen the climbing tracks. I have seen the madness in my area. Understand time till I'm asked about it. Years cross-check, dates become a tick. Can't remember who I sacked. Just stupid faces looking bad. The madness in my area. I have seen the but the bad. I have seen the climbing tracks. I have seen the madness in my area. Just ends to the madness in my area. I have seen the but the bad. I have seen the gliding tracks. I have seen the madness in my area. Comic fools in full bloom, McCarthy reincarnated. 182. See the bones of the too late faces, the me generation. See the traces of the madness in my area. I have seen the birth of bad. I have seen declining tracks. I have seen the madness in my area.
Okay, I also want to know, how did you land on the name Memory Museum, and what does that mean to you?
So, I got the name from a Kanye West song, you know, the song Flashing Lights?
Yeah.
He says something about, like, oh, she's stuck in my memories museum or something like that, and I was like,
whoa.
That's a really cool way of putting that. That makes sense, like, it's literally, like, in your head. I'm like, that's, like, a really cool name, and so when I made that song, I was like, that makes perfect sense what the song's about. It's literally just about someone that you can't get out of your brain, whatever, like a breakup. And
yeah.
It's like, dang, that's fucking genius. So I stole it from Kanye West. So.
Yeah.
Well, hope he doesn't come after me for like...
We can take him.
Yeah. Golf Ball Jr. is bigger than Kanye West. We fucking, yeah, I'm fucking major now. I'm an A-lister.
That's
but,
right.
Yeah, and then I, Jeremy, who actually helped me finish the record, he played drums on the whole thing. Kind of gave me, he's been my friend for a really long time, so when I came back from New York, kind of was like, dude, like, I don't want to do the drum machine thing on this, I want to actually record real drums. Zach, who used to play drums, I was originally going to record it with him, but also I was like, I'd have to spend like a whole week up here, not sure if that timing's going to work. So it's kind of like, I didn't really know like where I was going to like even do the drums,
mm-hmm.
or if I could even do the drums for this album myself. So, Jeremy kind of came out with it. He was like, you should just name it Memory Museum because it's all these songs of, like, your memory. Like, and then I was like, dude, that's kind of genius. Yeah. And so he came out with it. I didn't even.
Yeah.
Yeah. It kind of just fit.
Okay. Maybe kind of a personal question. You don't have to answer if you don't want to.
Okay.
But what are, like, some of the memories that are in the Memory Museum for this album? Does that make sense?
Yeah. yeah, I'll answer that. I guess it's just fucking basic shit, just kind of like your everyday struggles as a young adult in the big
yeah.
city. Just could it be anything, just frustrated with certain fucking relationship or fucking friendship or just the overall, just fucking hate work, fucking
yeah,
just anything, honestly, just the struggle, dude. That's honestly what the whole album's about.
Yeah,
just my like deep feelings for the last like 3 years.
Yeah.
It just all kind of came out in this one record. Yeah, I mean, I kind of open up about some stuff on this record that, you know, I don't like to talk about everything specifically because also I want everyone to like to whatever it means to you.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the songs actually aren't about shit at all. It sounds like it's something, but it's like literally just like some shit I made up, like some fake ass scenarios. Like fucking You Blue, it's not about anybody at all. It just sounded good. I just like can say like the shit that rhymes. That's a literally about nothing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of just like kind of talked about some personal stuff on here. Maybe some it's more obvious, sometimes it's not, but it's kind of like a dive deep into like
yeah
what Golf Ball Jr. is, I think.
Okay, I'm gonna get real specific then. I'm like, are the vintage skirt and platform boots, is that real?
No, actually, I think it's kind of like I just kind of felt like I was fuck I'll just say it. Like, I just kind of was like, dude, like, I guess I just kind of was dating a lot of girls that wore platform boots and shit. And everybody, the city is really into fashion. So it's like, what's she doing? Probably getting a vintage skirt right now. I don't know.
With some platform boots.
Yeah, everybody just, like, that's just the look. Like, everyone's like, fucking vintage this, vintage that.
Yeah.
And so I think someone just said, I just kind of jokingly said, like, look, oh, this girl's probably just fucking walking around my dreams in her fucking vintage skirt, platform boots. And I was like, whoa, that's fucking genius. Write it down, right? And I, like, ran into my room.
Write it down.
Yeah, and then when I was finally, like, I was writing this song, the Song Memory Museum had, like, different lyrics. And I finally was like, oh, it was only that. I was like, platform boot. And I just kept saying that over and over again because I didn't have any other lyrics. And then when I finally got to New York, that was actually the first song I finished because I was like, I need to just finish this. So let's just make up some lyrics to go along with this line.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not even about anyone specific.
I know, but I, like, love
wish
that.
Wish it was.
I love that line.
I don't let anybody down. There's no special lover out there. This is about... It's all made up.
It's an amalgamation.
Yeah.
Someone in your mind.
Yeah.
But I love that lyric, and I feel like it's a great opener, and it's in the first song. And I heard it, and I was like, oh, that's, like, really funny. But also, like, the part about walking around in your dreams, like, I love that.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of, like, what that line was about, and then just based it around that one line.
Yeah.
Helped me finish the whole song.
I'm wondering if there's a specific song off the album that's particularly special or maybe your favorite, even though it might be hard to pick.
Ooh, I don't know. They're all kind of equally special to me. Mm-hmm. I think really when, cause there's, you know, there's some songs I cut out and then some, like, I totally changed. So, like, I mean, every single song there was, like, demoed like 10 times before actually being done. So I honestly kind of feel like it's, like, handcrafted. This is for the first time, I'm, like, fucking really confident. Like, these are the songs, like, every single one's, like, special to me for sure. Just the way everything lined up, but I really, like, took my time, like, okay, this needs to be track number 6, this needs to be 11, this needs to be, I really took my time with all, like, everything, just trying to make the best representation of Golf Ball Junior, so, that's why it took me so long.
Yeah, I mean, I think it shows, it's great, and then you covered a song by the Tammies, and I'm wondering, is there a special meaning behind that song, or why you picked that one in particular to cover?
Okay, that song is probably, like, the most, like, punk rock song in the world, I think. So I was like, dude, this is, like, punk before punk. It's, like, fucking bratty and fucking just...
Yeah.
I think it's pretty hype. So one time, a few years ago, I was listening to a podcast, and I listen to podcasts while I sleep. And so sometimes the algorithm, I guess, is that what it is on Spotify?
Maybe it'll
put some, like, weird ones. Some the other day, it was, like, some crazy shit. I was like, what the fuck am I listening to? Sometimes it's weird shit. I'm like, why the fuck did it pick this? It's some weird-ass podcast. They're talking about some crazy shit.
Yeah.
The devil fish, alien worm. They're, like, some conspiracy shit. They're, like, talking about UFOs, and I'm trying to sleep. Or it goes to, like, a scary-ass story. But one of those times, for some reason, this song came on.
Mm-hmm.
But it was during, like, they were playing, like, songs. It was, like, a radio show.
Mm.
And I was like, what song is this? And I couldn't figure it out because it was, like, in the middle of a podcast.
Yeah.
And it was driving me crazy. And I kept going back. I was like, this song is so sick. What is it? And then I guess I could have Shazammed it. But in the middle of your slumber, you don't think about that.
Right, yeah.
Like, a few weeks later, my friend was playing this song in the car while we're going to the river. And I was like, what song is this? Show me this. I love this song. I didn't even know. I knew the lyrics. Did not know the name of the song, and then he showed me, and I was like, this is fucking awesome. And then I went home that night and recorded, like, a cover, maybe weeks later, but I just remember shortly after that, I was like, dude, it'd be funny to cover this. And it was, like, a joke, and I was like, we were, like, laughing, like, oh, that's kind of funny. Like, and then, like, it started not being a coming joke, and I finished the whole thing, and I was like, dude, let's just really cover this.
That's even better than Shazamming it, that your friend just randomly was playing it.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't, like, a week later, but it felt like it all just kind of lined up. I was like, what the? It just, timing was perfect.
That's wild. Also, listening to podcasts in your sleep, and, like, sometimes they get kind of wild with, like, weird stories. I'm like, what are your dreams like? Like, do they...
My dream... Sometimes they get a little weird, and then it's like, I think it's something's going on, but it's really just the podcast.
You're, like, listening to the podcast.
I'm in the podcast in my dream. The dream's my podcast. I don't know.
That's wild.
You said it was okay to stop around my dreams and your vintage skirt. Your platform booty really ruined my day. You really ruined my day. And you love that. And you love that. And you love that. Your girl, she's sitting on my bed frame, and I can't sleep and I don't get no rest. And when I call, you never pick up. It's like I don't exist and you don't give a fuck. Okay, to stop around my dreams and your vintage skirt. You play around too much, and I don't think it's fair. The way you move your hips, and I think you know what you're doing to me now. And you love that. And you love that. Your girl, she's sitting on my bed frame, and you did it anyway, and if you did it again, well then I let you anyway. And how could I stop if you're all that I need? It's my fault, you're stuck in every memory.
So fucking stupid, and I never know how to solve it. And that they don't think I'm all messed up and I can't win. I gotta be nice to leave this place. I'm all fucked up, I'm fucking over it.
A couple songs that I super love on the record.
Thank
and
you.
I mean, I like all the songs.
Which songs? I want to know.
Oh shit. We're about to talk about it. Swamp Lungs and Rewind
awesome.
Are like maybe two of my super favorites. And I'm curious to know, like, what are Swamp Lungs?
Swamp Lungs is when you're really fucking sick and like you're just coughing up and you're like, and you just sounds like you're fucking out, like, fucking sewer lungs, like, fucking go get that shit checked out, dude. So it's about a girl that I was really in love with, and everyone just teased her because she's like really sick. She's okay. Like, I was like, dude, you have fucking swamp lungs, and then we just started calling her that, and then like I got swamp lungs at the end. She gave me swamp lungs because I kissed her.
Oh man. That's such there a good story.
It's just about like a friend we had that like it was like we were secretly dating, and like you know, it's like about sneaking around.
I mean,
but then everybody knew, and then she's my little Swamp Lungs. Yeah, so that's what that's about.
That's such a good nickname. Like, Swamp Lungs is like,
Did
she like the nickname, or did she
She
not?
Didn't, but, oh. Or maybe, no, maybe she was okay with it. She was actually okay with it.
Yeah.
I don't remember, it's a long time ago, but.
I think it's sick.
Yeah, I wonder if she's heard this song. Like, fuck. Just throw it out there. You know who you are.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. If you know, you know.
Maybe you don't fucking care. Who cares? Yeah. Who gives a shit?
Okay, what's a song or an album that you've been obsessed with recently?
Oh, dude, there's so many. I think it's not really new, but I like the new Jake Liberry record. Jake mm-hmm. Liberry, sick artist from somewhere in OC, I think. I think he lives in Long Beach. The new Jake Liberry. Love the new Polka Dot. I have to throw the hummus.
Always.
In there. Yeah.
So good.
I love the new Mint stuff, too, the new single.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great fucking music coming out, but
it's so good. Okay, so what's coming up next for Golf Ball Junior?
So I would love to keep playing more shows, but we'll see. It's a miracle it happens at all. And we can get practice these songs and get booked. So hopefully more shows. I'm working on more music. I'm gonna record an EP. Announce it right now that I'm already working on another EP. A lot of golf ball shit. It took 3 years, and so now it's all coming out now.
I love to hear
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just I got to record, so definitely more music than you've seen in the past couple years.
Cool. And is there anything you want to end with or anything you want to talk about before we say bye?
I just want to say thank you to everyone that's ever fucked with the Golf Ball Junior, that's come to the shows, played in the bands because all of my homies bailing me out all the time and fucking learn the songs. And I wouldn't be anything without the backing band or my friends, dude. So just anyone that's ever wore a golf ball shirt, pulled up to a show, fucking talked about it. Because the ball would be nothing without the homies. The homies are the reason anything works out. I don't need no fucking fancy anything. I don't need to be famous. If the homies pull up, the show's going to crack.
Shout out to the homies. That's so wholesome.
That's it. It's a homie band, dude.
I love that. That was the perfect way to end. Cool. That's it.
Okay. Well, did I do okay?
You did great. All right.
Thanks again to Warren for joining me. If you can catch a Golf Ball Junior show, you should. They're always a blast. This has been Casually Crying. I've been your host, Sweet Tea, and we are ending with one of my all-time favorite Golf Ball Junior songs. I'll catch you next time. Bye.